we always say that you water, the best way to water the tree is from the root, but he says the way that nature actually waters is from the top.
Right from the top, water comes.
By evaporation?
In the clouds.
By evaporation of the ocean?
Who kept the ocean? God?
By nature.
Then you come to somebody. And that is foolishness. The nature is not ultimate. Krishna is the ultimate. Because you cannot see Krishna, therefore you say nature.
Nature is under my control, Krishna says. Krishna says nature is under my control.
Yes.
It is just like an equilibrium, Srila Prabhupada. In science, it is called equilibrium.
Yes.
Means it is on and off.
It is called...
It's almost constant.
Chakra. What is that? It's in Bhagavad Gita, it is. Brahma Chakra. Brahma Chakra. Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. That is realization. In every action, there is Brahma. The beginning, by eating food grains, you become strong, the animals become strong. Then when you become strong, you perform yoga. And from yoga, there is cloud. And from cloud, there is rain. And from rain, there is food grain. This is the chakra.
Cycle. That is the symptom of material nature.
Yeah. So this yoga means to satisfy the Lord. Yajñārtha karma. So when you miss this yoga, then everything becomes disturbed. When you become godless, then the whole thing will be disturbed. And practically also, if you pay income tax, then government arrangement is everything nicely going on. And as soon as you stop income tax, the whole thing, there is no finance, there is bias, deficit, these, that, so many things. So yoga is yajñārtha karma. Everything should be done for the yoga, for Vishnu. Then everything is in order. Kali Yuga, other costly yogas are not possible. They were yoga in Sankirtana in Prabhu. Sankirtana. But these rascals will not tell. If you say that this simple yoga, you take it, chant Hare Krishna mantra, all problems will be solved. They will not believe it, they will not take it. They are so misfortunate. Shastra says, Jaggai Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Hi Sumedhas. Sumedhas there. Those who have got good brain, they take up this Jagga process. Sumedhas. And another word is Alpamedhas. Less brain substance. Tadbhavati Alpamedhasa. Antavattu Phalam Tesa. Jadbhavati Alpamedhasa. They are doing all other things, but not yoga. Therefore, alpamedhasa, their brain substance is small. And here is sumedhasa, yajñai sankirtanai prai, jajanti hi sumedhasa. That is the sign of merit. You do something which will produce good result. And if you cats and dogs, if you simply jump over, what will you do? That Lilavati Munshi of Bombay, she's the wife of a big man, K.M. Munshi. So she was asking, Swamiji, how you made like this? Huh. Everyone is surprised. Yes. Because no one has done like this. Yes. I say that because I've taken the proper method. Therefore it is done so nicely. The method must be right. It may be simple, but it must be right method.
This is Gujarati, Lilavati Munsi.
Ah, yes.
Bharatiya Vijay Bhava.
Bharatiya Vijay Bhava, yes. She invited him with this time.
She is a writer, I think.
Yes. She is very educated. Now, her husband made very great attempt for publishing book. But there is no sufficient customer, now the place is going to be sold. And nobody customer. And there is later setting press. Now it is obsolete. So their purpose. She wanted that I shall purchase, and what shall I do with this press? Letter setting is now abolished. That is not good job now. There must be litho press of what is called? Offset.
Offset.
Since Krishna is the power that gives the demigods the ability to render everything,
yes.
Why is it recommended in the Nectar Devotion that a Vaishnava should worship Ganapati? Why is it recommended in the Nectar Devotion that a Vaishnava should worship Ganapati?
Krishna worship everyone, just like we worship also ordinary man, if it gives us facility to worship Krishna. We go to somebody and worship him, flatter him, because he'll give some money and it will be engaged in Krishna's service. The man is not worshipable, but he'll help us to worship Krishna, thereby he'll be helped and we'll be also helped. And Krishna will be satisfied. Krishna will be satisfied that my devotee has brought some money from this rascal. All right. That is. So Ganapati is also a devotee. So Ganapati, it is not required, but sometimes we do. Just like gopis, they worshipped goddess Durga, Katayani. They did not require, but the social system is there. But they asked that Mother Katayani, give us the opportunity to have Krishna as our husband. The aim is Krishna. Generally, they go to worship Devi Durga for asking material benefit. Ganang Dehi, Rupang Dehi, Jasu Dehi, the things which we want in material. But the gopis, they do not go for any material things, for Krishna. Similarly, we can go to any demigod. Why Ganapati? Everyone. But our prayer should be, please give us Krishna. Then it is correct.
When we were just traveling this last time and collecting Srila Prabhupada, every day we were offering some incense to Ganesh. And this prayer in the Brahma Samhita, Yat Pada Pada Vegam. We were saying this, saying, give us facility to collect nice Lakshmi to use, build the temple in Vrindavan.
Build a temple for Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan.
Yeah, that is good. Whatever possible facilities available from any person, we beg for it for Krishna's service, not for our personal benefit. Forget Krishna. They forget Krishna and they go to worship some other demigod. They forget Krishna. Kamasthasya hitajnana. because they have got so strong material desires that they forget Krishna. That is harmful. Alpavattu phalam tesham. They get some benefit out of the doing it, but that will not stay. Alpavattu. Antavattu phalam tesham. But if you take Krishna, then it is not antavattu. It will go on increasing. If you take to Krishna consciousness, it will never end. It will increase. Anandambudhi vardhanam. Increasing. The ocean does not increase. But Krishna consciousness is such a great ocean that it increases only. Anandambudhi vardhanam.
Hare Krishna.
Is it not better just to say, Krishna, whatever you decide, whatever you give me, that I will accept, like Kunti?
Why shall you take from Krishna? You should give.
No, I mean, instead of praying to demigods to give me something, whatever you decide, Krishna.
A devotee never prays to Krishna. They had to undergo so much trouble. Still, they never pray to Krishna. They know that Krishna will give us ultimately protection. Let us do our duty. Tattenu kampasu sumikshamana. When a devotee is in difficulty, he is not disturbed. He thinks it is Krishna's wish that I should suffer like this. It is not suffering, it is my pleasure. Just like when a patient is undergoing surgical operation, there is pain, but he knows it is better for me. Therefore he agrees, yes sir, go on with your knife. So when you surrender to Krishna, and Krishna says that I shall give you protection, so even in our distressed condition, we must know that we are being protected by Krishna. We should not be distressed. Because we create so-called distress and happiness. Actually, this world is distress. Yeah, the so-called happiness is also distress. So why a devotee should be disturbed by distress condition?
You said that Krishna consciousness is not difficult, but to remain determined, that is difficult. Determination is difficult. So how do we...
That determination comes by tapasya. Therefore, you have got rules and regulations. If you follow the rules and regulations, then you will be determined. Otherwise, you will be victim of maya. The rules and regulations is there just to keep you fixed up in your determination. But if you don't follow, then you fall down. Just like physician says, you don't take this along in medicine. You take this. That is rules and regulations. If you follow, then you do not become victim of disease again. If you don't follow, then what the physician will do?
But it also requires determination to follow the tapasya.
But if he cannot, then he's cat and dog. He's not a human being. Why he should accept initiation? Let him remain a cat and dog. He promises to follow. And if he cannot follow, then he's nothing but cat and dog. In the court, they take promises that in the name of God, in the name of Bible. So that means you speak the truth. Similarly, before the fire, before deity, before guru, before devotees, he's promising something. And if he does not follow, then he's cat and dog. He cannot advance. That's not possible. That is the distinction between cat and dog and human. Cat and dog, they cannot promise. It is not possible. But a human being can promise. And if he keeps his promise, then he's human. Otherwise, cat and dog. Word of honor. The cats and dogs, they have no sense of honor. Either you kick him or a pat. He does not know what is the difference. That is cat and dog. He does not know the distinction. A human being knows. So, what is promise? What is word of honor?
That the Vaishyas, they are considered to be the capitalist, and the Shudras, they are considered to be the communist. Then you mentioned that eventually the communists will take over the capitalist. So how long do you think that will happen?
What's the use? Why shall I think like that? Let them go to hell and let us go back to home, back to God. Why shall I waste our time? We can advise them, do this, we'll be happy. If they do not take, then we don't bother any. We are not social welfare worker or political worker. We are worker for Krishna. In this world, that people are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness, let us try to make them Krishna. That is our only interest. Otherwise, we have no interest in this material. Let them do their own duty and suffer us, enjoy. As Krishna says, samoham sarva-bhutis, samo, samota. We are not social one. Or political work. We are Krishna work. So we give advice to them that you become Krishna conscious and all problems will be solved. That is our duty. And to advise him, to convince him, to give him all facilities. But still he does not turn. We are not going to see how long he will suffer, how he will be stopped. Let them do their own business. Yes, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Purittaja Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. Give up all nonsense engagement, just become my devotee. We say like that. But if somebody does not give up asana, then Krishna also does not interfere. Let him suffer. how long one suffers. He can stop his suffering immediately. But if he does not take the medicine, then what can be done? Krishna says, Antang sarva papi bhamokkhasan. If Krishna withdraws all his sinful activities, then where is the question of suffering? But he will not do. Now, because he is not surrendered soul to Krishna, so he is suffering from time immemorial. And nobody can say how long he will suffer. He will go on suffering. It cannot stop. Therefore, Krishna says, Mura, Raskar. Namang Prabhupadante Mura. He does not know. By simply surrendering to Krishna, everything will be nice. That he does not know. And if you advise, he will not accept. Matinna Krishna Parato Satova. That is explained by Prahlad Maharaj. That these rascals who have got this idea that by adjustment we shall be happy in this material world, they'll never understand what is Krishna consciousness. They'll never understand. Because their aim is that picture we gave in Back to Godhead, anchor.
Yes.
Their anchor is to remain here and enjoy. That is their main disease. They do not, just like the Russian aeronautics has gone so high. You are seeing, where is Moscow? The anchor is there in the Moscow. Then he has to come down. Arijya kichena parang padang tata patanti yatha anadita jasmadam. So everyone wants to keep this anchor or this material attachment. They say that, yes, I am ready to accept Krishna consciousness provided Krishna gives us so many material, just like in Germany. So many women went to pray in the Second World War. Oh, my husband may come back, my father may come back. But nobody came back. And all of them became atheists. Is it? And they take Krishna, a god, as their servant. Not to become servant of Krishna. I pray so much, Krishna, God, give us our daily bread. He did not give, therefore give it up.
What is the Vedic explanation of the working principle of the brain? How our brain is working?
Brain is working because the living entity soul is there. Just like I am typing and he's typing. I've got the latest mechanical improved typist. And he has got old bygone age typist. Similarly, according to our karma capacity, Krishna gives us facility. So brain is that facility. Krishna gives us. Not that, as so far as the brain substance is concerned, a dog's brain and your Professor Einstein's brain is the same. Is the brain same? But because Professor Einstein is advanced in knowledge, he is working differently. Otherwise, when Einstein, the soul is off from the body and the dog is off from the body, he will see the brain equally the same. So this, your scientists, they do not know.
They said that there are about 9 billion cells that are called neurons.
That's like, just like I have given already, why 9 billion cells are there? Because you can work with it. I have given an electric running on typewriter because I know how to work it. Otherwise, this electric machine, the old electric machine, they are made of the same iron. But if I know how to work it, then I can utilize this machinery. But for a layman, it is all the same. So that is karma. According to karma, we get a body. The body's machinery is also well equipped, as I can work. This is nature's gift. Not that this brain is first class, that brain is first class, last class. All brain is last class. It is matter. The man who is working, the soul is working, he is first class, second class, third class. It is said clearly, Ishara Sarvabhutana Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati. Ishara Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Rurhani Maya. He is offered a jantra, a machine, made by material energy. But that is under the direction of Krishna. Krishna asks the material energy, give a good machine, you can work. Good or bad, as he wants. That's right. Give him jantra rurhani maya. It is all bad. Either this electric machine or that manual machine. They are all matter. See, anything material, that is bad. But he wants it. All right, give him. That is Ganesha. He wants this facility. And before this motor cars, people were walking on foot. All business was being done. But we wanted a machine like that. So Krishna has given us brain to manufacture. But what will benefit by this? Therefore Krishna says, sir, you give up all this nonsense proposal. But they will not do that. They'll create another nonsense desire. That desire should be stopped. That is desireless. Because they will go on simply proposing some nonsense desire. That is their material existence. Now they have discovered this, made this motor car. Now there is problem. No power.
Gasoline.
And if the gasoline is stopped, then your whole endeavor is gone. So this is their business. They are manufacturing something which will entangle him more and more. That he does not know.
Now they have reduced the output of big cars.
You see.
Because previously they were making big cars.
Now how the business will, another problem. The factory, how will so many men. So they will create problem. Therefore Krishna says, you give up all this nonsense.
The airlines have laid off so many thousands of people because there isn't enough gasoline to fly all the aeroplanes. So they're just laying off people. They're becoming unemployed now.
Yes, one after another, problem will come.
Coming to the brain again,
some people are working. Why some people are insane? For example, the mechanism of working in the brain. Some of the chemical pathways, they say, change, block. So some people become insane.
Insane?
Yes, insane means...
He cannot work, that's all. Even if I give you a good machine, if you can, just like, I do not know how to work. So, similarly, if one does not know how to work, then it is useless machine.
They're thinking that by... certain types of chemicals, they can correct things like depression and unhappiness.
Yes.
They say it's all just a chemical situation in the brain.
But that they propose so many nonsense things, but they cannot do it.
They're making experiments on rats now.
That's all right. They go on experimenting life after life. That is their foolishness.
Next life, they may have to experiment in a dog's body.
Yes. And some of our politician, he has become a dog. Nehru, he has become a dog. In Stockholm.
In Stockholm?
Yes, it is.
I told that to my mother and she would not believe it. You know, people think that if someone's a great politician or something, he can never become something like this.
Srila Prabhupada, so foolish.
And why the politician dies?
Yeah.
If he has got so good breath, let him live forever.
People have so much of blind faith in people like Nehru and Gandhi.
Jawaharlal Nehru did not want to give up his prime ministership unless he has collapsed. So I did not live. He was so intelligent. And Krishna says, if you have to believe Bhagavad Gita, tatha dehantaram prapti, he has to accept another body. So why you should disbelieve that he has accepted his dog's body? Because the acceptance of body is not your business.
Krishna's.
It is the business of higher nature. Daiva netrena. So if the daiva likes that you must take this dog's body, then how can I refuse it? You cannot refuse.
Srila Prabhupada, yesterday in the paper, I saw a picture. Nixon had his 61st birthday, and he had a big cake made, and he offered the first bite, the first lick to his dog.
Yes, that is good. That is stated in Artho Artha. He is in great distress. Now he is taking shelter of God. Artho Artha is good. Then he is good, at least. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukriti na artha. Artha means very much distress. He's very much distressed than all the Americans.
His dog.
No, he offered his
dog. He had a cake for his first, so his 61st birthday. He gave the first bite to his dog, D-O-G.
Oh, no. Not God.
No. Dog.
Dog has become his god then.
Then why he should not become dog? Because Jang Jang Bapi, he has great love for dog, and it is said that Jang Jang Bapi Smaran Loke, at the time of death, he'll think of dog and he'll become dog. This is.
One time I asked one Indian man, why is it that people beat the dogs in India? They say, why do you beat the dogs so bad? He says, because the English people were ruling for so long, now they are taking birth as dogs, we beat them. In America, taking care of the dogs and cats is very big business. It's a very big business. Taking care of dogs.
They have cemeteries.
San Diego.
They buy $10,000 necklace for their dog.
How much?
Yes, when they die, they leave all their money.
Why they refuse to become a dog? Why they refuse to become a dog?
Some of them want to become. Some of them would like to.
They don't mind.
Some of them think dogs and cats are more intelligent than people.
Yeah, intelligent. There are antis also in intelligent than any human being. They live within the whole of world, and there is no scarcity. Can you become like that? They live within an apartment, and there is no scarcity. Where from he gets food? They are more intelligent than human beings. Everyone has got some specific talent, either human being or cats and dogs or ants, everywhere. Just like the vultures, they go 4 miles, 5 miles above, and they can find out where is a corpse, where is a dead body. But you cannot do that. You see? Immediately, puncture on it. Hundreds of vultures will come. Did you not see?
Yes.
So they are intelligent more than human beings.
That is called Achinta.
That
is called Achinta.
Every living entity has some special quality.
Yeah, yes.